This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Texas has the highest uninsured rate in the country, and lately those figures have been increasing. Health advocates say this is a problem that lawmakers should be taking seriously. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, advocates say practically nothing was done to address the problem in the legislative session that ended last week.
God be with you in your travels and see you in about 18 months, everyone, or before.
When lawmakers ended this year's legislative session, they had addressed their biggest goals, namely tamping down on property taxes and tackling school finance and teacher pay. By some measures, it was a success. But to healthcare advocates in the state, this session was one giant missed opportunity.
Well, we are deeply disappointed that healthcare coverage was not prioritized at all this legislative session.
That's Laura Garakardis with the Children's Defense Fund of Texas. She says lawmakers walked into the Capitol this year with a huge problem. The state's uninsured rate had started to tick back up again after years of going down. Garakardis says she and others tried to get lawmakers to do something about it.
We tried to draw attention to the fact that our child uninsured rate, while already being the worst in the nation, actually got even worse in 2017 for the first time after 10 years of modest improvement. Got some traction there.
First, there was one bill that would have prevented a lot of children from getting kicked off Medicaid. Texas is currently requiring families to submit proof of income every month after their child has been in the program for a little while. Data shows more than 4,000 kids are currently being removed from Medicaid every month, mainly because of this red tape. Adriana Kohler with Texans Care for Children says it's hard for families to keep up with the paperwork.
I think there's not enough time for kids and their parents to send the paperwork back. Letters and proof of your income, which could mean getting a letter from your job to verify how much money you make. Everything needs to be submitted within 10 days of the letter being generated.
Kohler says sometimes the letters take a while to actually get to those families, which makes their timeline shorter. That's why Kohler and others were pushing lawmakers to allow children to stay on the program for longer without income checks. House Bill 342 would have done that. And Ann Dunkelberg says it would have cost nothing.
But basically, the Senate killed it. So we're really disappointed in that. I mean, it was an opportunity to do something without a cost to the state budget that could really have made a difference for uninsured kids in Texas, and we left it on the table.
Dunkelberg estimates about 50,000 kids will keep getting kicked off Medicaid every year. Another missed opportunity, they say, was a bill that would have expanded Medicaid coverage for new mothers. Right now, women lose Medicaid coverage 2 months after giving birth. House Bill 744 would have covered them for a full year. And this was something that Adriana Kohler says was highly recommended by a state task force working to curb maternal deaths.
The task force has spent 2 years looking at case data, looking at what's going on in Texas. They presented their findings, and the number one recommendation is to increase access to care before, during, and after pregnancy.
This was really just supposed to be a stopgap measure. And Dunkelberg says women should be getting health care before they get pregnant. And this was just supposed to be a small step toward addressing a larger problem.
You know, we had this beautiful low-hanging fruit that got some bipartisan support, but was not important enough to our leadership.
And so that bill died too. Dunkelberg says she wasn't surprised, but she was hopeful that ongoing bipartisan interest in dealing with maternal mortality could lead to serious action. That's not how things played out, though.
It became apparent fairly early in session that, you know, anything that was going to make a dent in our uninsured rate just was not getting traction with the leadership.
And that's how things have been going in the legislature for a while now. Laura Garakardis says the state's uninsured rate is a long-standing problem, and it's hard to get lawmakers to care about it.
To be honest, it's hard to even get many people in the legislature to even admit that we have a healthcare coverage problem here in Texas.
Polls show most Texans want to expand Medicaid to more low-income adults in the state. But she says there's barely been a conversation about expanding Medicaid in the state through the Affordable Care Act.
Elected officials in Texas have been able to run for a really long time without having to necessarily respond to the will of the majority of the people because of the way our system's set up.
Garakardis says that's why advocates think it's time to start organizing communities around healthcare issues. And that's something Ann Dunkelberg says is one of the only options they have now.
We're just going to have to reach out to people all over the state and say, you know, whether you're a Democrat, an independent, or Republican, you know, if you want your leaders to do anything about our uninsured problem, you're going to need to tell them this because they are not saying a peep about it.
Advocates say if voters start talking about healthcare more, maybe lawmakers will too. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.